This is a podcast produced for download from ABC Classic FM's Australian music website.
The pure tones of a piano accordion being played within an old bunker near Sydney Harbour. It's part of an ongoing project that brings improvising musicians into unusual outdoor spaces. Hi, I'm Julian Day. In this podcast, we wrap up our focus on sound works taking place in alternate spaces. This week, it's the West Head Project. The West Head Project is an ongoing site-specific project led by improvising artist Jim Denley. It brings together leading improvisers to play in bushland areas, mostly in and around Jim's home base of Sydney. It's named after West Head, a stunning location just north of Sydney, overlooking Broken Bay in Ku-ring-gai National Park. After its first two annual incarnations, the project last year moved a little further south to Middlehead in the Sydney Harbour National Park. It's there that New Music Uplate's Stephen Adams bravely trekked with his portable recording gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy spaces.
Yeah, they're amazing. It's very different to West Head, isn't it?
Can I go?
It's spooky, actually. I mean, if it was in Sicily or somewhere, you'd think they were little amphitheaters. You know that they're not. They're gun emplacements, and you can see what the purpose of it all was. So, Craig Grady was here last year. Got a bit spooked out by him. He kind of said we should do some sort of cleansing ceremony to get rid of all the evil spirits.
Wow.
I just think it sounds intriguing, and I kind of love the spaces.
I'm Monica Rooks, and I play piano accordion in West Project.
I'm Rishin Singh, I play trombone.
And was it your first time?
Yes, my first time doing the West Head project.
So what did you make of it, first time around? What was the experience like from your end?
It was great. I think it was different from the rehearsals the acoustics just seemed more, I don't know, maybe it was just my listening, but it seemed like to have a lot more effect on what we played this time than last. So I quite enjoyed it, wandering around the space as well and playing. I liked that the last one with the audience having or choosing whether they chose to walk around or not, you know, gave them the compositional kind of impetus rather than the first two where they sat back and kind of we were the boss telling you this is how it goes. It was nice in the second one, you know, if people didn't like what some person was playing, they could walk off and create their own sounds.
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of how it is out here though anyway, a little bit like if you get easily distracted by, you know, the amazing scenery or something, and that's actually not a bad thing.
There are some times when you hear a sound and you're not sure if is it an instrument or if it's something else making the sound.
I couldn't really tell sometimes.
Which is probably good.
Yeah.
So, do you want to say who you are and what you do, by the way, just briefly?
I'm Jason Noble. I'm the clarinet player. And it was a great afternoon.
Yeah. So you're happy with how it went?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I must admit, I was not apprehensive, but you have to get in the right headspace, really. And I think that the place just does it for you, though. You get into a zone because of the environment.
Yeah.
I think it's so beautiful. I think I'll have to come back and
play on your own.
Lose myself.
Say who you are and what you do, just briefly. Sorry.
Sam Pettigrew, and I play double bass and other bits of objects.
Yeah. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, it felt really nice. It felt really like fluid and. I mean, it's really interesting when you mix kind of Ensemble Offspring, who are killer at really rigid, defined, amazingly accurate, and then us who kind of do our thing. And then I found like we found a really nice meeting point.
I agree. I think
it's really important.
I think it's a fascinating thing. Sore lips?
Yeah, I've killed my lips from that silly brass on the
again. Diana Springford, I play the clarinet.
How did you feel it went?
I think it went well, yeah. I like the helicopters and the planes added to it, gave a bit of inspiration. Yeah. They weren't so loud the other day when we were here, so...
I felt I heard people responding to that in a way.
Yeah. It's hard to tell because you can't... Yeah. You're not sure when you're hearing what you're hearing, someone next to you or someone the other end of it. Yeah, yeah.
In the sky.
I thought it was effective.
Mm.
It's lulls and it's exciting bits.
It's a bit like life and like symphonies too.
Well, that's right, yeah. What did you think?
I enjoyed it very much, actually. I mean, it's a bit different being just in the audience when you're sort of wandering around with the microphone thinking about where to stand and what level to go at and all of that sort of stuff. And I stayed still for the first two pretty much and let the movement that anyone else did be the movement.
Yep.
Whereas in this one, I kind of wandered around all over the place, including creeping up behind people while they didn't know I was there.
Well, that's right. Jason and I were trying to work out how long you'd been there.
Yeah. I hadn't been very, very long that time, but I was behind you over there for quite a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought it was all by myself.
No.
Lucky I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's meant to be a more sort of cagey sort of experience where you sort of can wander around and hear little weird events and strange concatenations that you didn't expect. But it's so much fun to do, though. A bit like diversional therapy, I think.
Thank you. congratulations. Mission Team Trombone. Jason Noble, bass clarinet. Dana Springfoot, clarinet. Monica Brooks, piano accordion. And my name is Jim. Thanks very much for coming.
Bushland outing for a number of leading Australian musicians. You heard Monica Brooks, piano accordion, Jim Denley, alto sax, Claire Edwards, percussion, Jason Noble, clarinet, Sam Pettigrew, double bass, Rishan Singh, trombone, and Diana Springford, clarinet. As you might recognise, they're drawn from the ranks of Ensemble Offspring and Machine for Making Sense. It was all part of the West Head project led by Jim Denley. They performed last year at Middle Head in the Sydney Harbour National Park. And big thanks to Stephen Adams for that recording.
This podcast was produced by ABC Classic FM. You'll find more audio of Australian music along with special features for download at abc.net.au/classic/Australian music.